It's Monday morning across Wisconsin. I'm Pat Quitelow. This is Up North News. Sean Fetteplace from Main Street Alliance Wisconsin joins us as we talk about issues of importance to entrepreneurs, small business owners. And we ended the last segment talking a bit about the American Rescue Plan Act and the Restaurant Revitalization Fund and other elements of the economy that seem to get less attention than others. Look, the Inflation Reduction Act debate, the last hiccup was yet another giveaway, or at least a break, you know, to hedge fund managers, even though we were just talking about what restaurant owners need. So I guess what I'm saying, Sean, is you'll never be bored. There will always be something to advocate for that is, not getting a fair shake in Washington or Madison.
Yeah, I would say that for us, it's about how do we really build power? How do we make sure that the voices of small businesses are represented at the table, and that you don't have, you know, the larger corporations being the only seat at the table? And so that's really, I would say, that what we're focused on. The Inflation Reduction Act was huge. There's still ongoing issues that need to be resolved before the November elections. So a lot of the Senate and the House are going to be out quite a bit between now and then. And then looking ahead, there are clearly huge issues at the state level that we're focused on. And we will be organizing very heavily in anticipation that, so the state legislature is currently on their 10-month all expenses paid
vacation. 10-month paid vacation, yes.
Yeah. Right. And when they come back in January, they're going to have the next two-year budget to deal with. And for us, you know, we're going to be very active, you know, engaging in nonpartisan, get out the vote, and engaging with the folks running for office between now and November. But then after that, we're going to work to regroup and get ready to hit the ground running to push for a Badger Care expansion with the public option, paid leave, and investments in childcare. The pandemic has really helped to bring a spotlight to those issues in a way that it hasn't before. And so we need to make sure that our state legislature actually does its job.
You know, that reminds me, as we look toward the governor's race, and I don't have the article in front of me, but Rebecca Clefish was called out by PolitiFact for, essentially insinuating that the problem, the labor force problem in Wisconsin, is, you know, because too many people are getting, you know, this benefit or that benefit, when there's nothing that indicates any factual basis for that. What we really have in terms of a workforce problem, well, at the national level, we could talk about immigration, but we'll save that for another time. But locally, you hit on it, that there are people who would be working, but a whole lot of parents, especially moms, left the workforce and could come back in with paid leave, with childcare assistance, and by expanding Badger Care, which would save taxpayers money. Do you expect that we're going to have that same rehashing from now through November when gubernatorial candidates talk about the labor force issues in Wisconsin?
Possibly. Although I would say, you know, nationally, we have 3.5% unemployment in Wisconsin. I would imagine that it's hovering around 2%. Which is amongst the lowest unemployment rates in our country and our state's history. And so we have really tight labor markets. And the question we have to ask is why? I do think, to your point about immigration, that's a separate issue, but it's certainly part of it. But then there's also just in Wisconsin specifically, like, what are we doing to attract people to our state? Groups like Wisconsin Manufacturers of Commerce Association will say, we just need to do like a talent attraction campaign, run, you know, there's those like Pure Michigan ads and, you know, Wild and West Virginia, and they're basically advertising campaigns. You can't put lipstick on a pig. It's not, people still know it's going to be a pig. And for us, like, what is it that we can do policy-wise to attract and keep people? We need to invest in our education system. High-speed rail, that would have been awfully nice to have years ago. That would have attracted more investment. We need to invest in housing. And then the caring economy stuff I mentioned, healthcare. You know, so many entrepreneurs I talk to don't start a small business, or they stay in a 9-to-5 and do the business on the side because they can't get access to health insurance. And so what we're going to do is we're going to shift the narrative around these issues to say, this isn't, it's a moral issue, it's a ethical issue, but it's also a small business issue. It's about entrepreneurship and creating jobs. And so for too long, groups have blocked, Badger Care expansion, paid leave, and childcare investments. And we're going to work to try to change that.
Well, and that, again, only can only be good for the many, many, many small businesses in Wisconsin and the United States, because if you can get that playing field a bit more level, that is only good for entrepreneurs, because it's one thing for a Fortune 500 company to offer, you know, paid leave, but, you know, a small business can't necessarily do that. But if every business had to do it, and, you know, the small ones got some kind of assistance for it, suddenly that's good for competition, you know, when you're not just directing policy, you know, toward the big boys. And I don't know, you've, as people have made that argument, what is the response? I'm sorry, Sean, that makes too much sense. We can't do that for small businesses.
Yeah, I mean, I think honestly, a lot of it is that those corporations have a lot of power. They donate a lot of money to people running for office, and folks benefit from the status quo, but that's just not okay. You know, I'll just use an example. Brick Cider is a wonderful business over in Mount Horeb. They do apple cider. They support local farmers. They employ people. They pay them a decent wage. But they can't provide paid leave because they don't have the scale necessary to do so. And then literally right next door, across a yard from them, is Duluth Trading Company. And this is not me picking on Duluth specifically, but they have this beautiful new building full of people. They have enough employees where they can provide paid leave and healthcare and all these things because they have scale. And so it's important for us as a whole to really agree that small businesses should have the same ability to provide those basic benefits, to attract good people to start those jobs, and also, frankly, to retain them so they can continue to grow. Because you should not be determining what job you take based on, can I get health insurance? It should be, is this something that I want to do where I feel it's valuable and where I feel like I'm contributing to the community and can provide for my family, right? And so that, to us, is not picking on the big businesses. It's more about what can we do to level the playing field so small businesses have the same shot.
That was the philosophy behind the Affordable Care Act. And it's the philosophy behind expanding Badger Care, which, again, if you're not familiar with that, is basically, you know, Badger Care is Medicaid in Wisconsin, which is, you know, medical assistance for, you know, for lower income families, for the disabled, for some elderly. It covers, you know, so many children in Wisconsin, and it could be covering more, but Republicans in the legislature for over a decade now have been fighting, have been costing taxpayers money because they don't want to, you know, recognize that the Affordable Care Act is here, it's staying, and it's working. One of the things that would make it even more competitive and good for entrepreneurs and people would be if there was the competition of a public option with that as well. And that's something that Main Street Alliance has also talked about with your members and with legislators.
That's right. We worked with closely with Representative Christina Shelton, Representative Supreme Moore, and others back last spring, right before they went on break. We didn't know they were going to go on break that quickly. You know, really talked about this as an entrepreneurship issue, as a fairness issue, creating competition. The insurance companies don't love it, but too bad. You know, we should not be prioritizing insurance company profits. We should be prioritizing families on main streets across our state who need access to good quality, affordable health care. Anybody who's ever been on Badger Care will tell you it is an extremely robust coverage. It is a very well-run program. I personally have family members who get their leukemia treatment through Badger Care, and the reason why they're able to do it is because they have that coverage. And lest I remind you, Badger Care was originally passed under far left-wing Governor Tommy Thompson, if you can sense my sarcasm. So, you know, this is a program that historically has enjoyed bipartisan support. And in fact, many parts of the National Affordable Care Act bill was somewhat modeled off of the success of Badger Care. And so, you know, 95,000 people would get coverage if we took it. $1.6 billion would come to the taxpayers of our state. It is long overdue, and we need to get it done this next legislative session.
Now, this is an element of healthcare that is not something that I think I hear a lot of from Main Street Alliance, and I'm talking about abortion care, but the impact on business as well. But I know that in light of the Roe v. Wade repeal, Chandra Causer, executive director, noted that, you know, in days since the decision to repeal Roe v. Wade, she writes, we have seen numerous corporations begin to wield their economic power to offer abortion coverage to their employees. We don't know for sure whether these public statements are anything more than a publicity boost for these companies, but this new reality makes the playing field even more unequal for small employers. Bodily autonomy should not be an employment benefit or recruitment retention tool. It is more important than ever that we continue fighting to ensure people all have access to healthcare, retirement, paid leave, and childcare, regardless of where they work. And Sean, I'm thinking of Eli Lilly saying, in light of the Indiana abortion ban that passed over the weekend, they're Indiana located, but they've made real clear we are going to do all of our future expansion outside of Indiana. So every element of healthcare policy, the ones that you prioritize and maybe the ones that you don't, but every one of them matters to a workforce that, like you just said, they don't want their employment to depend on how they get the best health care or who punishes them for their health care. These really should be apples and oranges. And that's what, you know, Main Street Alliance wants that level playing field.
Yeah. I mean, I think the main thing is that you have the situation where employers were making statements that they were going to cover the cost, but folks should never be in a situation where they have to rely on their employer for a basic right. And that's why we put out that statement. I'm proud that we put out that statement, because it is not an issue that we typically engage on, but it is a very much an economic justice issue. And so, you know, clearly the U.S. Supreme Court made their decision. States will make theirs. That's why it's important for folks to get involved and to use their voice, which I know has been happening robustly here in Wisconsin. But, you know, one of the things we need to do as well is also have a holistic view of what we can do to help support new moms. That includes paid leave, that includes childcare, that includes these needed investments as well, especially given that we're going to be feeling the consequences of the decision for quite some time. So I'm proud we put out that statement. It's an issue that is really important, and we look forward to continue to work to make our country a more just place for all people.
Sean, I've only got a couple of seconds till break, so I want to ask just one really quick question, just to come back to the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. How bad are things? How much more needs to be done for a healthy restaurant sector in Wisconsin and across the country?
Yeah, so I think that we need to get replenishment done, full stop. One third, there's $28 billion that was allocated, $70 billion with a need. That leaves another $42 billion, which to you and I is a lot of money, but in the scheme of the overall federal budget, isn't that much. But we're gravely concerned with inflation, supply chain issues, labor challenges, et cetera, going into the fall, that there's going to be all of a sudden these folks are going to be servicing a bunch of debt, and they're not going to have the resources to do so. So it's extremely important we get that done. We'll continue to fight the fight to get that through.
Sean Fetteplace from Main Street Alliance Wisconsin is our guest this hour. We're going to take our break and then come back and talk more about what the group is doing on behalf of entrepreneurs in Wisconsin. You can learn more about our coverage every day by signing up for our newsletter. Go to upnorthnewswi.com, click on newsletter, and become our newest subscriber. You're Up North. We'll be right back.